Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns news, photos, and videos straight from the source in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now! ClevelandBrowns.com.
I love that music.
I do. Oh, that's getting me fired up.
That's the old NFL films.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's going to bring us around the AFC North. We're going to get things kicked off right now with Joe Reedy from Fox Sports Ohio talking about the Bengals. Joe, thanks for joining us on a crazy free agency Tuesday. What are the latest rumors involving your team in free agency?
Well, the biggest one right now is that Michael Johnson's going to be signing with Tampa Bay. It's a pretty good deal as far as guaranteed money for the Bucs, and you might have Anthony Collins, offensive tackle, joining them. Brandon Tate re-signed with the Bengals today, but I think they'll still look for a return specialist in the draft. And otherwise, the main impetus right now is to re-sign and keep your own guys. Losing Johnson and Collins is kind of expected.
And let me follow. We had one rumor today that the Browns were linked to Andrew Hawkins, a restricted free agent of the Bengals. Have you heard anything on that front?
Heard a little bit. Andrew's basically tagged under the low tender. And
right.
So he's an undrafted guy. There would be no compensation. I know that he was in the Browns camp about 4 or 5 years ago, and that the Browns remained pretty high on him. He's a pretty good slot receiver and maybe a return threat at all. I think another guy who you look at in terms of a restricted free agent who would also be good to look at too is linebacker Vincent Bray. He's another undrafted guy that the Bengals surprisingly gave the low tender that it would be zero compensation at all. So maybe Minnesota with Mike Zimmer takes a look at him or some other teams too.
Good player. I agree with you. Joe, thanks very much. And that's what's going on. Thank you. That's what's going on with the Bengals. Let's go to Pittsburgh right now. Allen Robinson from Steelers Update joins us. Allen, what's going on with the black and gold?
Well, you know, not much goes on here in Pittsburgh with the Steelers and free agency. No real players linked to them. Surprise is the Steelers have redone a bunch of contracts in the last week.
Yeah.
Troy Polamalu, Heath Miller.
Mike.
They're going to cut Lamar Woodley, though they don't get any immediate cap value out of that. Mike Taylor's going to take a $4.25 million pay cut. So they actually do have a little bit of room if they wanted to do something in free agency. But you know, the Steelers, they don't spend a ton of money on free agency. In fact, they don't even spend a fraction of money on free agency. They're, you know, they go after the bottom guys, and we really haven't heard a single player who has been linked here so far.
Emmanuel Sanders has been linked to a lot of teams, including the Cleveland Browns. Solid season last year for the Steelers. Any word on where you think he might end up?
How about if he goes to the Jets and replaces Santonio Holmes?
Follow the pipeline.
I've heard that. I don't think he's coming back here. The pretty much the handwriting was on the wall last year when they didn't do a multi-year deal with him after the Patriots made the tender offer to him. So it looks like he's gone. Doesn't like Brett Kiesel's going to be back here. He's going to be 36 next season. Steelers have a real need on the defensive line, and they're not going to be able to address it just in the draft. They possibly could lose three of their top four defensive linemen. That would be a pretty big hit for their 3-4 defense.
Hey, Allen, before we let you go, just tell me the mood over there with two non-playoff years in a row.
Restless is the mood over here. They were very, very upset with the 8-8 of the previous 2012. And they lost 5 out of 7 down the stretch, and Ben got hurt, and the wheels just came off. Of course, last year, it was the 0-4 start that just doomed them. They actually would have made the playoffs, of course, went for that funky ending of that Chiefs-Chargers game.
Right.
They won 6 of their last 8, and they feel a lot better, but they've got a lot to do. They went into free agency with 21 players, and that's an awful lot of roster turnover.
It certainly is. Allen, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy a wild free agency Tuesday and week here. Appreciate you stopping by.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right. Final stop as we whip around the AFC North. Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun joins us as right now. And a lot of news coming out of Baltimore today, Aaron. Let's start with Eugene Monroe, the left tackle. You think that deal gets done today?
Yeah, sources predict that it will happen. They don't have a contract done yet. They're still working toward that. And it will be very, very precarious if he hits free agency because there's more teams that need left tackles. Think
sure.
about the people that are losing left tackles, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah, I think they need to get this thing done. And, you know, his camp, they have some leverage right now.
And they do. And one of the rumors that came out that is of particular interest to the Browns on the heels of this is the report that if they don't sign Monroe, they may throw that money at Alex Mack and try to pry him away under the transition tag from the Browns. What do you hear about that?
I was told two different things. I was checking on it and absolutely was not ruled out as a possibility. I did have one person say that it's not happening. Obviously, things could change really quickly. So I don't think there's any real thing going on where they're going to put in some sort of offer sheet right now.
So, Aaron, last year at this time, if you needed a free agent, you went to Baltimore to get them off of that Super Bowl championship team, and the Browns certainly did when they went and got Paul Kruger right away, and you were raided over there because of, you know, the financial situation and how you couldn't afford to pay all of those guys that were up. Is it different this year?
I think they're going to lose a bunch of guys. Yeah, Arthur Jones is going to sign between $6 million and $7 million per year contract on a five-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts later today. So, yeah, I think they're going to lose some good players. I think, you know, they're trying to keep Jacoby Jones. They're not close to a deal on Darryl Smith, another good player. And right. Corey Graham, a really valuable nickelback. He's getting interest from the Eagles, Redskins, and also the New York Giants. So they're still trying to hold on to him.
Owen Daniels was released today. Natural tie there to Gary Kubiak.
Oh, yeah.
And what about maybe if Steve Smith moves on from the Panthers? Is that a guy that you could see ending up in Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm reporting that Steve Smith, that the Ravens are expected to be a strong potential landing spot for him if he's cut, or I believe he'll will not be traded. And I'm told that he'll probably cut at some point today or tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with Steve. But I think it's going to he's going to get out there, and I think the Ravens will be involved.
Now, you think, you know, a guy like Steve Smith is a combustible guy, don't you? Would you agree on that? And when you bring him in, you have to be prepared
yes,
for that.
Absolutely aggressive and feisty, yeah. The players will have to pay him his respect. But, you know, one thing about Steve is, you know, if you deserve respect, then you get it from him.
Right.
So, and I think he'll be fine. I think he can fit in with a team like the Ravens that has some other, you know, good personalities in the locker room. You know, I can imagine, you know, that he would be okay.
Aaron, appreciate your time, folks. Great football follow on Twitter in general, but obviously a slant towards the Ravens at Ravens Insider. Aaron Wilson, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Whip around the AFC North. Some interesting stuff. It seems to me that Baltimore, again, rated. It seems like they're going to be losing some talent. The Steelers don't have the money, really, to bring anybody in. They're going to be losing some players as well. And Cincinnati, losing some players. The Browns, it would seem, are in a good position to tip the talent scales into their favor with a strong offseason.
All right, the first name that was mentioned in our Around the AFC North, Michael Johnson, great player.
Great player.
Mike Zimmer, developed player.
Yeah.
When Mike Zimmer started to put that front together in Cincinnati, I mean, he did it two per position. I mean, they were two deep at every position. Big, athletic, tall, almost like an NBA front line
right.
with football skills. And Michael Johnson was one of those things. And he was a bear in the games against the Browns this year, I thought.
Yeah, and now they're going to have Marcus Hunt, who they drafted to as the heir apparent. He's going to have to take over, be ready to go. You have to wonder how Geno Atkins is coming back off of his injury. That all of a sudden went from a massive strength of that team, not to a question mark, but now not necessarily the strength that it was prior to this offseason.
And I think one of the biggest losses will be the guy that's now the head coach of the Vikings leaving
Zimmer.
There. I thought he was just exceptional. As those guys loved playing for him.
You could
they
see that.
They got it. Yeah.
And you talked about Hard Knocks earlier with the Jets, but you could see it with Mike Zimmer
yes.
that the players loved him. Sometimes he was a little tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you could tell that they did love him, and he was considered a father figure to many of the players on that team.
No question about it. I'll tell you what, when there was a time where they scored a ton, but they gave up a ton until he got in there, and he really transformed them into a fine defense.
He did turn it around. All right, we're going to go look at a national perspective. Alex Marvez from Fox Sports One will join us for the latest news and rumors on our Cleveland Browns here as free agency opens in just over 2 hours. As of now, seems like Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby will be headed to Cleveland. Those are the rumors being reported by various national and local outlets. We'll see at 4 o'clock if that is in fact true. We'll be back with more CBD. Nathan Zagura, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan on ESPN 850 WKNR. Your hair is it pulled up or falling?